to drink beer.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis. I'm Gene Rayburn. This is Monitor 67. This is the show with the variety that's the spice of your weekend listening life. It covers national sports, international politics, and all manner of items. Topical, comical, musical, dramatic, too. And when we say all, that's just what we mean.
All the words I can recall could never capture all the loveliness of you.
And friends fading into the distance there. In one moment, Sandy Koufax, NBC's newest sports personality. Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Hello, anybody. My name's Henry Morgan. You remember when cars had innocuous names like Terraplane? That was before men realized that cars should be named after killer fish and snakes and vicious creatures of the jungle. Why? Because they go roaring around, scratching each other up. Oh, not by themselves, mind you. There's usually another wild animal behind the wheel. Not to mention the one that may be in the gas tank. So, with all those ferocious creatures lurking out there, you need the best protection you can get. And that's just what you'll get when you insure your car with State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Your State Farm agent can't keep your car from getting scratched up, but he can promise that if it does, it'll get fixed up in a hurry. And chances are he can make you that promise for less dollars than you're paying now. Oh, be especially careful if you're driving a Cobra. I understand somebody's coming out with a mongoose.
Sandy Koufax, the retired pitching star of the Los Angeles Dodgers, was in New York late this week to discuss his new vocation as a sports commentator for NBC. A report from Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Sandy Koufax, most everyone knows that you've signed a contract with NBC, but I'd like to hear it from you directly. What exactly will you be doing?
Well, first thing I'm going to do, what I'm going to start with is baseball, and it'll be with the game of the week. I'll help, along with Kurt Gowdy and Pee Wee Reese, on the games, and probably do a pregame show.
By the way, how is your arm these days?
Well, I have a good week with it and a bad week. It's not the kind of thing that is constantly bad. When I was pitching, it would bother me constantly just from the strain, but now that I've stopped pitching, I'll go along for a period of time and it'll be pretty good, and then all of a sudden it'll
flare-up.
Flare-up, jump up and bite you a little bit. It starts to hurt again.
And you start swallowing pills, huh?
Well, I try and avoid them. If I don't have to pitch with it, I can get by without some of the medication.
Sandy, while we're talking about your retirement and your injury, the Dodger front office seemed a little perplexed when you announced it. Mostly, I guess, because O'Malley was still in Tokyo. And they said that, it hurt Dodger trade chances. I wondered what your opinion on that was.
Well, then, I'd made up my mind that this was going to be my last year, and the reason I told them then was because of this, I wanted to give them a chance to make a trade, and I felt like they had a right to know before anybody else did so that they could go out and try and do something about the situation without being under too much pressure. And then when the season was over, I tried two or three times to do it with them, and they kept putting me off, and I had the feeling that they just didn't believe me, that I had decided to retire. And the day I did retire, I guess I did do that on impulse, and it was almost 3 months after I'd told them that I finally did retire, and I felt like 3 months was a reasonable time to accomplish something, but nothing was done. I guess they just felt that I had said it, but I didn't really mean it.
Sandy, now with Will's gone and yourself and Tommy Davis, what do you think the Dodgers are going to be doing in 1967?
Well, I think a lot of people are tending to underrate the Dodgers. I think they're going to have a pretty good ball club again. You just can't lose a guy like Morey or Tommy Davis and not feel it, but I think they got good players for them. I think the biggest problem right now is going to be pitching, and not so much that they need another pitcher, but whether or not Don Sutton's arm, which he had a little bit of problem with last year, is completely well. If it is, I think they're in pretty good shape. And I think if they have three good, reliable starters, they can win ball games, you know, as a team. It's nice to have a fourth starter, but you must have three.
Now, what about the World Series? I think that came as a little bit of a surprise to most everyone, including the Dodgers.
Well, yes, it did, but I think the 63... World Series came as a great surprise to everybody, including the Yankees. World Series is a funny thing. It's four games, and any four-game series, one team can get beat. Baltimore Orioles, who were not supposed to have had good pitching, just plainly and simply outpitched us, and that's what happened.
Sandy Koufax, thank you ever so much, and we want to wish you all the best in your association with the National Broadcasting Company, and it certainly is nice to have you as a member of the team. Thank you again for stopping by our Monitor Sports microphone.
Thank you very much, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Incidentally, Sandy said that the biggest kick he's gotten out of sports since he retired was last weekend when he birdied the 16th hole at Cypress Point in the Bing Crosby Pro Amateur Golf Tournament. And that's a reminder that next week, Monitor will be airing the Bob Hope Desert Classic from Palm Springs, California. Now, a word about Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Agent 00 Breck has a suds bomb for you. But you don't have to duck, it's only shampoo. And so gentle to hair that the whole family will be looking just swell. Try it, you'll see. That big sudsy bomb is Breck Concentrate. What a shampoo, it makes you feel great. In each plastic tube at a price that's quite low is Breck quality for a gal or her beau. Just a dab of shampoo, some water, then wow, Breck Concentrate lathers up with a pow. A balm full of suds is a feeling that's great with the gentle power of Breck Concentrate.
Top personalities, important developments, and whenever available, the latest scores and results of the day, yours every weekend in Monitor Sports. On Monitor next, Demita Joe with music designed to make you stay.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky, when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a night like no night has been or will be again. I'll ride on your smile, I'll sail on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes. if you go away.
That was Demita Joe on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA.
Budweiser, best reason in the world to drink beer.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis. This is Monitor 67, the sounds of our weekend world, some serious, some lighthearted, all worth listening to. I'm Gene Rayburn. Was a kissing cousin to Terra's theme, and it was called Lara's theme, and you heard it on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor Radio. Depends on it. It's here.
And on we go through the weekend. The last one in January, I'm Gene Rayburn, and next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Brock's, the people who bring you delicious candies fresh from Brock's Candyland. Here's Arlene.
In a minute, my guest will be Gene Leone, whose newest effort is his splendid Italian cookbook. He'll be telling us what famous people enjoy eating. But first, here is a special offer that should excite you ladies. If you love the luxurious gleam of silver, you'll love the classic beauty of the Revere Bowl by Reed and Barton. This is the authentic Paul Revere design, known well by collectors of silver, and it's being offered to you exclusively through the makers of Brock's Fine Candies. This delightful little bowl is exquisitely crafted in glistening silver plate and is so perfect for serving candy, sherbet, sundaes, and puddings. If you want to put an elegant touch to your table setting, start collecting a set of these exquisitely reproduced Paul Revere design bowls by Reed and Barton. These are a $4.95 value, but by sending just $2 by check or money order, along with a coupon from a 1-pound bag of Brock's chocolates or from any box of Brock's candies, you can start collecting these lovely Reed and Barton bowls now for bridge prizes and gifts. Your friends will appreciate receiving them. This offer, of course, is void where prohibited by law. And now, Mr. Gene Leone, who is certainly never prohibited by anything, one of our most splendid cooks, is going to give us an idea of what famous people have enjoyed in his restaurant, Leone's. Supposing you tell us something about, well, Will Rogers to begin with, Gene.
Well, when he was at the playing in the Follies, Ziegfeld Follies, he spent 3 or 4 nights a week in our place. And he would walk in, and Of course, I was always trying to sell that antipasto. He'd say, now, forget, don't give me that antipasto. Bring me a big bowl of spaghetti, the usual mother's whole roast chicken, and a bottle of that vino. By vino, he meant a bottle of Chianti, Italian Chianti.
Yes.
Which he did have and enjoyed.
But he was a frequenter of your restaurant, as were so many famous people. Jimmy Walker, the mayor, also used to go to your restaurant all the time.
Yes, he came there when he was an assemblyman, then a state senator.
Did he have a favorite at your restaurant?
Yes. Mother would cook noodles on the same plate with a nice stuffed squab. That was his favorite dish, and that's what he had every Thursday.
What about Marlene Dietrich? Did she have a specialty at your restaurant?
She went for the roast chicken, and, of course, before that, the cheese, the provolone cheese, and apple, fruit, and then the whole stuffed chicken.
Do you have a story for us about Rudy Vallee?
Rudy Vallee started with us when he was very young, in his early career. And he was always very conservative. After having the great big Leone dinner, I remember this, the waiter came to me, and he said, Gene, he said, Mr. Vallee can't eat the spumoni. He'd like to take it off the check. And, well, I said, fine. But he said he'd like the helicon price offered. I said, take it off, because that man, that young man, let me be broke.
And how right you were.
But he's a good eater.
He's a good saver.
Yes, he's a good eater. He usually went for the antipasto with lots of shrimp, Mother's shrimp sauce, and a beet salad, which Mother cooked a lot different. It was baked in the oven, that nice red beets,
yeah.
Baked in the oven, in the skin, then skinned, and then she'd make a sauce of a little garlic, olive oil, vinegar, wine vinegar, and anchovies, and warm it, then pour it over the warm beets. And he had lots of beets. Then he had the spaghetti and a whole chicken, but he couldn't eat the spumoni.
So you took it off the check. And now it's time for me to take off from dear Gene Leone, who has been telling about people that are in his Italian cookbook. And here is a happy thought. Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's is featuring some delightful chocolate candies now during their winter carnival of candies. What a marvelous time to stock up on Brock's Chocolate Stars, those delightfully creamy, smooth, bite-sized morsels of pure, yummy milk chocolate. That's Brock's Milk Chocolate Stars. Try them.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Your best candy buy is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Arlene Francis brought to you by Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Candies, fresh from Brock's Candyland. Next on Monitor, an excursion into Music Land with the Gunther Kallman Chorus.
Wish me a rainbow and wish me a star. All this you can give me wherever you are. And dreams for my pillow and stars for my eyes. And the night's fairway for where our love wins first prize. Wish me right.
is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Another half hour of Monitor will be coming up very shortly. And so you stay tuned. Of course, in the meantime, there'll be a short pause for our NBC stations coast to coast. Now, in southeastern Ohio, that's WHIZ. That's in Zanesville. Now, how about those for call letters? Whiz! I imagine they do all kinds of Jim Dandy things there locally in Zanesville, Ohio. Gee whiz and all that. This is Gene Rayburn. I am in the flesh here, and I'm in Radio Central.
This is Joe Garagiola. Join me next weekend for coverage of golf's annual Bob Hope Desert Classic on NBC Radio and Television.